A mural wrapping around the outsides of a Milwaukee County bus created by local teens is causing controversy. It's tackling the issue of ICE enforcement and family separations. A Milwaukee County supervisor is calling for the removal of the mural, which was paid for by the Milwaukee Art Museum. WUWN's Mayan Silver reports on the opposing takes on the project.
Images on one side of the bus depict a family being separated. The painting shows one agent for Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting a parent while another agent holds back a child. The two family members are reaching out for each other. Another image shows two handcuffed hands forming the shape of a heart with text that says Milwaukee is immigrant strong. The mural also has tips on what immigrants who entered the country illegally should do if ICE comes to their door. Milwaukee County Supervisor Dan Sebring says the mural has a racist, anti-law enforcement message. He wants the mural removed. Sebring was not available for comment, but in a statement said, "We cannot allow a county bus to be decorated with advertising that includes a how-to guide for illegal immigrants to evade law enforcement." The mural was created by 18 teenagers as part of a summer workshop run by the Milwaukee Art Museum. Spokesperson Amanda Peterson says the mural doesn't reflect the official stance or opinions of the art museum.
However, we stand behind art as a medium for expressing people's beliefs, feelings, and experiences.
Peterson says for the last 18 years, the museum has encouraged teens from across the Milwaukee metro area to create murals and express feelings about life experiences, hopes, and fears for the community. She says the mural doesn't depict violence, nudity, alcohol, cigarettes, and meets every other standard of ads in the community. And as far as Supervisor Sebring's claim that the mural is racist,
talking about race is not racist. And given that the students were pulling imagery from both their personal experience and the news, if they are depicting things that are happening in the world, then Supervisor Sebring has an issue with the things that are happening in the world, not with the teens observing that.
Peterson says Sebring isn't the only person commenting on the mural. She says the museum has received a lot of positive responses, with a few very vocal and angry responses on social media and by phone. The Milwaukee County Transit System says the mural went up on Sunday and will stay on the bus for 6 weeks. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.